Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day. Hey, hey, boy.
Hello. Welcome. Don't look at me. Welcome to Laundry Day. It's Lila and James. And you know what? I'm this close. You can't see me, but I'm this fucking close to just losing my fucking mind.
Why?
Because of you.
Anyway. To tell you.
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I don't care anymore. Anyway, till I can find a replacement for his ass. We're here on the podcast to talk about things. We're going to talk about voting first. Now, this is a touchy subject for James.
Why?
Because you're not voting.
Who's that a touchy subject for?
It's touchy.
It's a touchy subject for people that don't agree with it. I don't give a shit what people think, to be honest.
Okay, so
would you like to ask me a question?
Why are you not voting? Just so the people know. We might have talked about this already, but just so the new people know.
All right, well, I'll be honest. I'm not going to vote for the lesser of two evils because that's still evil to me. In other words, I would never vote for Donald.
And what are we calling him by his first name?
And right? I don't think Hillary is good either.
Her first name too? Damn.
Now people will say, well, if you don't vote, if you don't like Donald, then you're not voting for Hillary, then technically, no, that's...
What?
They say if you don't vote for Donald...
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't vote at all, then that's one less vote
against
Trump.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess not, because it still doesn't exist. The vote doesn't exist.
Yeah, but you... Okay, so say anybody above the age of 18, right? Those people are all counted as, you know, people who can vote, right?
Unless no, I've never registered.
Okay, I'm not saying registered people. I'm saying anybody above the age of 18 is eligible to vote. So taking that into account, the people who are registered against people who are not registered. Now, you're 25 years old. You should be registered to vote. You should have voted in any election because... Just because you're not voting in this one means you've never voted, which means what? Why? Why have you never voted?
I don't know. I don't agree with any political parties are set up. So I never feel like I'm really participating in anything that's going on. I think they need to redo the whole voting system.
And do what?
Well, honestly, it sounds silly because people are just so used to the old way. But social network is such a huge thing now. Why can't you incorporate that in some type of way? In other words, there's campaigning on social network and it makes you feel involved and has all these... I feel like people, when they vote, they get caught up in the wrong things.
What do you mean?
In other words, like... Why are people voting for Trump and why are people voting for Hillary? They don't really know the facts. And they get caught up in these things like Trump supporters get caught up in the idea that let's get rid of Mexicans and, you know, anti-Muslim and all these things. And
they're not thinking about the real picture.
Yeah. So I don't feel like I'm participating in an educated audience. So I think
for this election, though.
No, that's for every election. That's for every election. Because, you know, Jimmy Kimmel did this thing when he went on the streets and he would say, like, you know, even when Obama was running, oh, how do you feel about Obama electing Sarah Palin as his running mate? People were like, oh, that's great. We love Sarah and Obama together.
That wasn't true.
It wasn't, no, obviously.
Well, they do that for a lot of things, but it's just, I'm just trying to understand what would make you not want to vote just to help in any way. Like, you have a civil duty.
Okay, let's just focus on this election.
Okay.
I don't feel like either of these people are good, so why would I vote? I don't...
The thing is that one of them is going to be president.
I understand that.
So why wouldn't you want to contribute to at least one of them? Because it doesn't matter if you don't like either of them. One of them is going to be running the country pretty soon.
Yeah, but I don't like either one of them.
Okay, James, I'm understanding that, but you don't get to like them.
What does that even mean?
You don't have to go out to lunch with them and have a fucking kebab.
No, but I you don't. Could... I don't like what they stand for.
Okay. Either one of them. The thing is that those are the options.
I know, and I could exercise my right not to vote.
That's a stupid thing, but you know what? You're white, and white people have always had the right to vote, especially men. So for everybody else, like black people and women, y'all better be fucking voting, because not too long ago, we couldn't vote.
And I wouldn't say that, honestly, like, if Trump, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
But no, what I was going to say was, you know, like in the recent news, like Trump really, he's done now. Like Hillary's definitely going to be the president. And I don't know that if it was really, really close, that I wouldn't vote for Hillary. Because, like...
You wouldn't?
No, that I... You know, I'm saying if it was really close, I would. I would have to. But at this point in my mind now, I guess my subconscious mind, I would vote for Hillary, but Donald Trump just fucked up and so bad recently.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it in a sec. Done. We're talking about voting first, though. So, since you're not voting, I really hope... other people don't have the same ideals as you and are actually going to go out and exercise the right to vote, because it is so important. Otherwise, we will be under the control of Donald Trump. Just let that sink in for a minute. You have to vote. Whether you vote for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, that's up to you. But if you don't vote, you have no reason to bitch and moan when you're fucking standing online because you're broke now. They took your house. They took everything. They actually took your family, too. That's what happened, because you didn't vote.
That's not true. You have the right to complain.
No, you can't complain if you didn't fucking vote.
That's such a stupid concept.
No. Your stupid concept. I
fucking hate you. When have you ever voted? You never voted.
I voted for Obama 2 times.
When?
Both times.
I knew you the second time.
Really? Yeah. And you know voted? Where I was?
Where?
I was at work, on my break. I walked my little stupid pregnant ass down the street, voted for Obama, and they didn't give me a sticker, so I kind of felt some type of way. But I voted. Actually, I don't think I could have voted for him the first time. Because I was 2008.
Yeah, you weren't, yeah.
And I wasn't 18. I did vote for him the second time. And I registered to vote in high school when I turned 18. Because they gave out free cupcakes for people registering to vote. And I wanted a free cupcake, whether I was going to vote or not.
They had free cupcakes?
Yeah. Hmm. They were like, sign up, register to vote right here, right now, and we'll give you a cupcake. And I said, I'm in there. So I've been registered ever since. And I will continue to exercise my right to vote and complain.
I can still complain.
Okay. On to more important things. Donald Trump burying himself fully. He is a sexual assailant.
I'm sorry. Oh, this is ridiculous.
Here he goes. You're not defending him, though.
I'm going to defend him, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay, so he can just grab... Go ahead.
This motherfucker made a comment about... And I'm going to be honest. It was locker room talk. Guys talk about it like that all the time. Sorry, women. Sorry to disturb you. People are making an uproar about this. Like, a crazy uproar about saying these stupid things.
He's a grown-ass man.
Okay. People still voted him to be the Republican nominee when he was bashing Muslims, talking about Muslim war heroes that died and making fun of their family, talking about building a wall to make sure another human race doesn't enter a country. And he just has some silly words, and people are going crazy.
Silly words? I don't think... What?
Nothing.
I don't think those are silly words. I don't think that's locker room talk. All I know is that he's a grown-ass man. He was 60 years old when he said, I grabbed them by the pussy? Like, those are his words. He'll grab them by the pussy.
I don't even know what that means.
He's 60 years old. I don't even know what that means either. Like, that sounds aggressive to me. And the fact that a grown-ass man is saying that, like, I could understand you and your stupid friend saying it, or anybody under the age of 30 saying something like that. But this grown man with kids, with grandkids, saying he grabs women by the pussy, let that just sink in for a second. That's not okay.
Hold on. I let it sink in, and it's hysterical.
Just because it's funny doesn't make it okay.
You remember the hats that said Make America Great Again?
Do I remember them? I see them all the time.
I saw one that said grab him by the pussy. Could you give me that?
Who you grabbing by the pussy?
I'm just saying.
What is that? I want to know what he meant by that.
I just walk up to them and I grab him by the pussy.
He said that?
Yeah.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
He just walks up to them and grabs him by the
Basically,
pussy.
Basically, he was talking about, I forgot the lady's name, and he was talking about how he could just walk up to this girl and just kiss her. I'm just going to kiss her. And then he said, I just walk up, I just grab her pussy. Like, basically, this is not verbatim, but pretty loosely.
I'm sick. I'm really sick. Well, I cannot be president ever because I'm on record talking about a lot of fucked up things. But I also really don't give a shit. And I won't run for president. And if I did, I'd fucking win. Right?
No.
You wouldn't vote for me because you're not fucking registered to vote.
First of all, you don't know anything.
Wow.
So no, you wouldn't win.
Wow. Donald Trump knows stuff?
The fuck does he know? Donald Trump being nominated as the nominee is a scarier thought if you think of it in the way that American citizens got him this far. In other words, you have to be scared for the welfare of your country because people got him this far. You know what I mean?
You know, there's a lot of little states and cities where they don't have a lot of good education and information, and they're really born into a culture where they're taught these things that he's saying. So they're just blindly agreeing with it because that sounds normal to them. So that's also something to take into account.
I don't even agree with that because, like, you can get so much information nowadays so easily. Everybody has a phone and everybody has a computer.
Not everybody is going to use it for the right reasons and use it for good.
Yeah, I guess.
They can hear me just fine.
I'm just saying you have to talk into it.
And where are you? Let's talk about the debate, though. Did you hear about Kenneth Bone?
Yeah, the weird-looking guy.
What did he say?
I don't know. I wasn't watching at that point.
He's a meme, and I really feel bad for him. Like, I don't think that should have happened. I think that kind of got out of control. And I don't know. Are people making fun of him? Because I'm not for that.
I think they're making fun of the way he looks.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Don't do that. The debate was silly enough as it is. We didn't need to add in some innocent soul. Just make fun of Donald Trump and his sniffling that he was doing. That long...
No, the worst part is...
When the fly flew on Hillary Clinton's head and nobody saw it.
Donald Trump... I think I know what happened to Donald Trump. I think he had a bad pre-game speech with his crew. In other words, like, his guy came to him before the speech and was like, all right, we gotta have to hit these bullet points. We have to hit ISIS. We have to hit the debt. We have to hit Obama's health care and how it ruined the country. So that every question he was asked, how are we going to shape our youth? Well, we have to get ISIS. We have to destroy ISIS. We have to take down ISIS. And he likes to do this thing where he repeats the same anecdote in 10 different ways. We have to destroy them. We have to beat them. We have to go in. We have to bomb them. We have to destroy them. We have to kill them. And it's like, holy God. And every question he was asked covered those three things. Every single question, no matter what the topic was. Obama's healthcare, ISIS, and the debt. $20 trillion in debt. No matter what the question was.
I feel like sometimes they do that. They, like, shy away from the question. But it's like, first they answer it, you know? And then they, like, go off on a little tension. He wouldn't even answer it. He just automatically started talking about everything else.
Oh, and Hillary's emails. That was his fourth one.
We got to get past the emails. I'm over it. I don't care. I never even cared in the first place. The thing about the emails that bugs me the most is that now they're gone. She deleted them.
That's a serious, so that's a crime.
To delete emails? I delete emails every day.
She delete classified emails on her own private email server. That's a crime.
Is it?
Yes, that's a crime.
I mean,
If it was anybody else besides a Clinton, they would be in prison.
I just think that's really petty.
That's not the def. We can't use petty for this situation.
No, it sounds petty to me, and I'll tell you why. Because people are raping and killing people and walking free. Just so you know, that's happening. But she's sending an email with classified information that probably just said, "Come downstairs," but somebody in the building, come downstairs, and she deleted it.
When somebody's making a point about something, you can't bring in, we're talking about one isolated subject, you can't bring in murderers and rapists into the subject.
Why not?
Because we're talking about an isolated subject. We're talking about one person.
So she should be in prison for deleting emails.
Because you're talking about one thing, but you're blowing it up to the fact that the justice system is not doing the right thing.
Apparently not. Because if she should be in prison for sending deleting emails, I feel like so should all the murderers and rapists. But that's just me.
Murderers and rapists go to prison all the time.
Not all the time.
Most of the time.
Brock Turner.
He went to jail.
For 5 days.
6 months.
He got 5 days. And that shit is bullshit. Well, I'm glad that Donald Trump didn't walk on stage and just grab Hillary Clinton by the pussy. Because that would have been really alarming. But
honestly, I would have voted for him if he did that.
We know that he could, and he probably would if he was attracted to her.
Yeah, so watch out, pussies.
Protect your pussy. Bye.
Bye.